For years, comics was considered a lowbrow genre and was neglected or even banned during the communist years. Recently, however, the situation has changed with new talented authors emerging, and it seems that comics has finally become a respected part of Czech culture. At the start of this year, a group of authors published an exhaustive 3-volume book on the history of Czech comics. I met with one of them, Tomáš Kořínek, and started by asking about the origin of the genre in Czechoslovakia.
Well, it's always quite difficult to date the exact moment of a birth of a genre. Obviously, the comics evolved from the caricatures, from the sequential cartoons that were published in the satirical magazines in the latter half of the 19th century. And then it slowly became more and more comics like. The speech balloons emerged, the sequentiality in the images emerged. For us, the first probably proper comics in terms of using all these modern comic aspects were The Adventures of Mr. Ťopásek by Karel Štrof, which were published in Humoristické listy in 1905. But for us, the comics emerged in its modern form really at the beginning of the 20th century.
Now, how did it stand in comparison to other countries at that time?
Well, I think that at the time we were somehow on par with all these European countries, with France, with Germany, with England. Obviously, the American comics were evolving much more quickly during the first decades of the 20th century. The comics were at the time dedicated mainly to children audience, but there were still some satirical strips, satirical one-page stories focusing on adult readership.
Can you mention at least some of the best-known comics from the 30s and 40s, from the pre-war period?
Well, I think the most famous comic artist of the pre-war period were people that we are now not really connecting with comics. Josef Lada or Ondřej Sekora, these nestors of Czech books for kids and illustrated kid books, started doing comics in 1920s. Ondřej Sekora created his Ferda the End as a comic character, and only later it became the protagonist of these illustrated books we all know. For me, a especially interesting person is René Klapač, who did this comic series called Punťa, which was an adaptation of American series. They didn't want really to pay the fees for the new episodes, so they took the characters and redrawn them in the original style. And René Klapač series was really interesting for its usage of this transmedial narration and all these merchandising gimmicks and stuff like that. In the second half of 1930s, that's definitely not something that we are looking for when we are researching the comics, but it was really interesting to see that comic advertisement and comics merchandising were already quite established at the time.
You mentioned Ferda Mravenec, Ferda the End. Now, that's interesting because I think it reflects well the changes in political and historical situation in the country. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, the case of Ferda the End is really interesting because Ferda the End was a series that was published from 1933 till, I think, 1951, with some breaks, obviously, during the Nazi regime and during the Stalinist period. But at the beginning of the series, Ferda was this individual, somehow lazy character who didn't really wanted to do everything for the collective. He was really standing for himself, and he was even trying to avoid being enlisted in the army. But after 1948, after the February, Ondřej Sekora dedicated his end to all these socialist needs, so Ferda the End became this really topical new socialist end that wanted to build the socialism and fought the American Beetle and done all these quite ideologically charged things.
What about the approach of the communist regime to comics? How did they regard the genre, and when did they actually start to use it for their own propaganda?
It differed. In 50s and 60s, the comics were mainly perceived as something imperialistic, as something that had nothing to do with socialist culture for kids and that should be eliminated from Czech culture. In 70s and in 80s, during the normalization, I think they somehow changed their stance towards comics. They decided we will use comics for our own needs, and they somehow decided that comics, to some level, would be allowed, but you have to do all these, like, everydayness stories without any real adventure, without any stories that would somehow be interesting for anyone older than 10 years of age. So during the 50s and 60s, the comics were restricted, banned. During the 70s and 80s, it was more, like, reglemented. It was close to some prearranged cage where it was allowed to exist.
Among the comics that were banned were probably the most popular comics in our history, and that's Rychlé Šípy, the Rapid Arrows. What's the history of that comics?
Well, the Fast Arrows or the Rapid Arrows are really one of the most fascinating cases of Czech comics, because that's the comics that was banned three times. For the first time, it was banned in 1941 during one of these liquidations of Czech press during the protectorate era. It emerged in 1945. Then it was once again banned in 1948, this time by communists. And then it once again emerged during the Prague Spring in 1967. But the third banning came in 1971 once again, and that was the final one. That was the time when the series ended.
Do you think it was only read by children, or it was also popular among adults?
I think the Fast Arrows were mainly, during its first and second period in the 1940s, were mainly read by teenagers and young adults, probably. Obviously, during the 60s and the break of the 60s and 70s, when the Fast Arrows came to life for its last time, I think they were read by adults as well as by teenagers. Obviously, the adults were nostalgic towards the episodes they read when they were kids, so the readership of the Fast Arrows in the 1960s and the beginning of the 1970s was somehow widened.
You also said that the communists basically restricted the genre and focused it mainly on kids. I guess that explains the popularity of another well-known comics, and that's Čtyřlístek, The Lucky Four. Do you think it was so popular because it was strictly apolitical and because it was targeted on kids only?
I think the main reason for its popularity, which was huge and it's still quite popular even to these days, was that at the time that was the one and only comic magazine in Czechoslovak culture. There were no other dedicated magazines that published solely comics. The Lucky Four was the only magazine that 8-9 times a year presented a new story of the well-established series. I think that this fact that it somehow was still using the same characters, the readers were returning to the same story world or whatever, was somehow important for the popularity of Čtyřlístek. All the other serials at the time were quite limited in the episodic count. Usually the series had like 12 or 24 episodes. Čtyřlístek had before 1989 published something like 180 stories, which is a huge amount, and it was as big as no other at the time.
I also believe it's one of the longest-lasting comics in the history of Czech comics.
Yeah, it's definitely the longest-lasting. And also, I think the one of the other reasons for its popularity, it used the quite popular genre funny animal stories, which is a really global phenomenon. One day I would really like to dedicate a study to this genre, because all the comic cultures all around the world, no matter how different their comic traditions were, somehow evolved their own funny animals genre, and I think that Lucky Four was popular also for this genre affiliation.
What happened with the comics genre after 1989? How did the authors use the freedom they suddenly had on their hands?
Well, the next few years after 1989 were times of the huge comics boom in Czechoslovakia. The authors had new publishing opportunities. Several new magazines emerged, a lot of translated series were being introduced. In 1991, there was a time when I think 70 concurring series were published at the same time. Obviously, that was too much. The market was not prepared for it. Everything was becoming much more expensive. And obviously, new forms of pop cultural entertainment were being introduced. So in 1993, the new Czech comics crashed. No magazine survived this year. Čtyřlístek is the sole exception. For a few years, from 1993 till 1998-1999, there were basically no new important Czech comics at the time.
I have this feeling that basically it was only after 1989 that Czechs discovered that comics was not only a genre for kids, but it was also targeted to adults. Do you think that's right?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that even bigger change came after year 2000. That's the time when I think the polarity switched or something like that, that since 2000, the new Czech comics is usually aiming to adult readership. Before 2000, it was more or less still kids and teens genre.
Can you mention at least some of the modern Czech authors? perhaps some of your favorite ones?
Well, from the contemporary Czech comic scene, I really like the works of Jiří Grus, Vojtěch Mašek and Jan Baban. They do all these really intelligent graphic novel stories that I think would be really interesting even for readers of so-called high literature. I really like the new book by Toybox, which is a young comics artist who prepared the first Czech autobiographical comics, and quite a strong story it is. From the older generations, I really like the works of Ondřej Sekora and Trené Klapač. I think that we still owe a big debt towards these authors, and I hope that one day it would be possible to prepare some critical editions of their works. In the archive of Ondřej Sekora, there are hundreds of beautiful strips that didn't see the light of the day since 1935, and it would be great to have an opportunity to prepare selected works of these masters of Czechoslovak comics.